Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. Mr. Chair, let me first congratulate you on establishing a very stimulating environment for dialogue during these two weeks. The range of different approaches to nuclear disarmament and proposals to advance it have shown that there are indeed a variety of alternatives to make progress. It would be valuable that the final report elaborates the different proposed approaches to nuclear disarmament that have been put forward during this and the previous sessions. This should be done on the basis of objective criteria, identifying advantages and disadvantages of the options and approaches proposed. This would give us a better understanding in terms of applicability of these approaches. Mr. Chair, we highlighted on Monday that for Finland, NPT establishes the central instrument of nuclear disarmament. In the course of this May session, we have also referred to other measures that we support and actively advance. These include the entry into force of the CTBT, negotiations on a fissile material cut-off treaty based on the elements provided by the Group of Governmental Experts report, as well as providing support for the practical implementation of the UN Security Council Resolution 1540. Furthermore, strengthening nuclear weapon-free zones and creating new nuclear weapon and WMD-free zones on the basis of arrangements freely arrived at among states in these regions, as well as initiating bilateral, plurilateral and multilateral nuclear weapons reduction negotiations on both strategic and non-strategic nuclear weapons are among the measures that Finland supports. Mr. Chair, in the course of our deliberations, we have heard that there are several different means and measures to advance nuclear disarmament. In our view, these approaches should be reflected in the final outcome document and recommendations of this open-ended working group in a balanced manner, not favouring any one approach over the other. Finland underlines that the final report should be adopted in a consensus and that we should work on the basis of inclusion, respecting the multitude of different views represented in this room. We have full trust in your capabilities, Mr. Chair, to undertake this challenging task, and my delegation stands ready to support you in this work. I thank you very much for your attention.